Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is another episode of the Government Coins Podcast. And today I'm super excited. So we have another city in the South Florida area. We have the city of Deerfield Beach. And today we are joined by Bogdan. He's going to tell us all about doing business with the city of Deerfield Beach, learning more about their processes, procedures, and things that we need to know prior to doing business with the city. So thank you so much, Bogdan, for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much for welcoming me. To be honest, I will go by the flow and not get into details too much. Okay. I'm more like an operational individual. You know, I like to be a leader, and I like to have empathy, which is one of the most important things in procurement also. Mm-hmm. However, we work with lawyers, city manager, different directors, and we always have to be on point and ready to respond and react, which is very important in this field. So I'm ready for questions, or I'm okay. Not sure if exactly what do you want me to provide, if I can say that.
Got it. So our first question is, it's about you, because it is definitely gaining the trust of individuals. So we would love to hear more about you and how you got into this role of procurement. So basically your journey into this role.
My journey into this role, I am working in logistics and supply chain management for 21 plus years, since I was 19. And I've been working with public entities and private entities all my life. However, this is my first job that it's 100% in government public sector. I started last July for the city of Deerfield Beach.
Okay.
And so far, things are going very well.
Yeah. How would you say your previous roles prepared you for this one? Or is it like a completely different like job?
It is a little bit different, not completely different. People sometimes, you know, think that you're lucky. What is luck? Preparation meets opportunity.
Yes, opportunity.
Some people like me, some people hate me, but no one will forget me.
Hey, I can agree with that, right?
I am, anybody could do my job, nobody can be me. I am a high individual, I have a lot of confidence and trust. People mistake it sometimes with arrogance, and that's okay. I always move forward in everything that I do in life.
Nice. And then, and as far as this role goes, would you mind sharing us exactly what this role entails and the title?
Exactly. Definitely. I will not share exactly what it is, because we have a little bit of a cone of silence, if I can say that. It's a privilege of privacy, if I can underline that. And every job has their specification. I am also on LinkedIn. If you want, if you want, you know, we can go specifically in that job description, basically.
You don't have to go too deep. Just a high level overview in terms of what you manage at the city of Deerfield Beach.
Yes, as a purchasing manager, I have a team of three individuals: senior buyer, a buyer, and the administrative assistant. We are this year we are under financial services umbrella in the city, and under the CFO of the city, which the CFO of City of Deerfield Beach, it's reports directly to the city manager.
Got it. Okay. And then as far as a small business understanding how to do business with the city of Deerfield Beach. Would you mind sharing more with us about the city's current procurement thresholds?
Procurement thresholds. Mm-hmm. Well, as we know, everything that it's under 20K requests required three quotes. And whatever it's over 20K requires, whatever it's over 30K, between 20 and 30K, it has to have the city manager approval, and whatever it's over 30K, it has to go to the commission.
Do you have any micro purchasing thresholds that can be purchased with P cards or that don't require
your requests? Of course, everything that it's under 5K could be purchased with P cards. However, there are exceptions, for example, for directors or for assistant directors with their signature. For example, if they have something that it's 10, 12K, we can also do an exception based on their signatures. So basically the director guarantees, or the CFO, for that exception in purchase, because maybe it's a permit that needs it's urgent. I'm not the fan of emergency or urgency, because everything it's urgent, and we don't use that term.
Okay, so definitely that's good, being able to have like some type of contingency in place. And do you have like any information in terms of what the current process of doing business with the city of Deerfield Beach?
I'm not following that much the question. What are you implying, like doing business with the city? Meaning register?
Yes.
They could register on our city website. We have a procedure that it's available on Deerfield Beach website for all the vendors, new vendors, or especially the new vendors, because the vintage one, I'm not using the old one, the vintage vendors are already up to speed with all the details that they need to fulfill.
Got it. In order to do business with the city of Deerfield Beach, do I need to be registered as a vendor?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the location of finding contracting opportunities, is that the same platform where I would register as a vendor?
Yes.
Got it. Does the city have any small business programs, like local, county, minority, women, veteran business programs?
Yes, they have different programs, and as I know, there is, for example, the director of economic development. They are hosting quarterly different meetings, or annually with small business entity and women's different entities, and they have. They have those trainings, for example, 5, 6 p.m., 2, 3 hours, and they meet, they discuss, and they put a plan in place. I'm not involved 100% in that. I'm just aware of it.
Got it. Okay. And as far as, like, let's say, for example, I found a contracting opportunity and I wanted to respond to it. Do you accept paper or electronic proposals for your opportunities?
All of them are electronically submitted through our portal. We use the e-procurement marketplace.
Got it. And then as far as some of the things, or where the city spends most of their money, what would you say the city's current budget in the procurement space has been?
Like in value?
Yes.
I cannot give you a specifically amount. The purchasing department, I'll give you
the overall budget.
I'll give you the purchasing budget, it's between 5 and 800K.
Okay.
Only the purchasing.
Got it. Okay. And as far as some of the things that the city of Deerfield Beach spends money on, what are some of the products or services that you procure mostly?
Throughout the city,
yes.
Our biggest vendors are is actually the Broward Sheriff Office, and we have also Giordani and Stefano Company, plus different entities.
Got it. Okay. And as far as like products and services, we have a company who is asking, they provide car van services. They're asking, is there an opportunity for them to do business with the city? So how would the city go about purchasing like more of smaller professional services from small businesses?
Like I mentioned before, we have different programs. I cannot go exactly into details on how the city will help a different minority group. They have to help themselves. I am the type of individuals that integrity for me is very important, and as long as they qualify and they go through the background check level 2 and they respect everything that needs to be respected in the procurement code, we are willing to do business with them. We don't cut slacks or we don't make favors to anybody.
Got it. So this wasn't technically about a favor. It's more about the type of business or services that are provided. So the ones that you mentioned, your primary or your biggest contractor is the Broward Sheriff's Office. I'm thinking Correct. Of more of like professional services, like training, consulting, coming in and doing like this company, like I said, it's a cargo van style service. So what are some one-off style products or services that businesses, small businesses would be able to come in? We're not looking for like the biggest contracts that you have, but more of opportunities that are available where businesses can get in on the ground floor.
We have different companies, for example, OpenGov, that are consulting companies. We have also GFOA, who is in charge of implementing the ERP system, the new ERP system that we it's going to be in place starting this year.
Okay.
And all the vendors that are welcome in the city. We don't have preferences. Basically, that's my style of operating. Okay. I like to be fair with everybody, and I'm sure that every city it's different in their SOPs, the standard operation procedures, and I think we are doing so far a good job. We didn't have that many complaints, or slim to none.
Got it. Okay. I think this is still like a conversation around different products or services.
Different services. Yes. So we have all kind of services from construction to consulting to real estate to schools to parks and recreations to events. Different. I'm not sure if you want to. You have a specific company that asks you, or
yeah. So
you're looking for something that is more specific. You know, you can email me or you know.
Got it. Okay. And as far as reaching out and just trying to get a better feel of some of the things that may be available, does the city often have any small business events?
Yes, as I mentioned, our department is not handling those events.
Okay.
They are handling by the economic development director and assistant director, as I know lately.
Okay.
And so they are being hosted here in the Central City campus on the second floor.
Got it. Okay, so I'll definitely do that. I'll do some outreach to the economic development team as well to
Yes.
see what's more about these events and how businesses can take advantage of them. And then also another question in terms of getting into this space, that'll probably be a question for the economic development as well in terms of ways to mention or ways to advertise or market your business or services to the city of Deerfield Beach.
On the marketing, I'm not handling that particularly.
Okay.
They are the marketing department that are handling that the type of services.
Got
we want to keep it, you know, in the purchasing, since we have so many contracts that needs to be either renew or needs to go out for bids. We are very busy and we try to not interfere in other departments unless our help is needed.
Got it. So when I'm thinking of marketing, I'm saying like as a business, usually I would say a business would issue like their capability statement to a department to just let them know, hey, like for example, we have a company who's saying they sell commercial tires. So this company that sells commercial tires would like to do business with the city of Deerfield Beach. How would they go by advertising their services?
The businesses to how they can advertise them?
Yes. So this company right here, they sell commercial tires. So they're interested in doing business with the city of Deerfield Beach. How do I, as a business owner, let the city of Deerfield Beach know about the services or products that my business provides?
Yes, they have to get in contact with the fleet manager. This is how I think it and I see it. I'm not a specialist in exactly this type of business. However, I know that they have to go in contact with the fleet manager and most and maybe the sustainable manager.
Got
because
it.
They are the one that is they are the one that are handling sustainable management. You know that they are using this type of vehicles throughout the city. Maybe the Brower Sheriff Office will not be a bad idea because they are also using a lot of vehicles in the city. They united with the police of Deerfield Beach in the 90s, and now they are over almost 30 years in our city.
That's a good idea. Definitely reaching out to BSO. So you would say it would be, if as a business owner who's interested in advertising their products or services, it would be best to go to the department that would need their services directly as opposed to coming to procurement first?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Got it.
Of course, they have to be registered. So you enter into the e-procurement marketplace, you register as a vendor. And then if there are bids, the bids are coming from different departments. So they don't have to go directly to the department. If there is a bid that they need to apply, then definitely we can help them.
Got it.
But if they have a specific business and they want more information on how they could get in contact, of course, then we can even us we can supply them with the contacts from different departments and redirect them. For example, I can talk with the administrative assistant, so she will make a decision, you know, which department will be the best fit for their business, for example, or the type of contract that they have, because she's renewing most of the contracts in the cities.
Got it. Okay, that's a good
point. If it goes to the bid, then if it goes, for example, a contract expires or it's about to expire, of course, then we ask the department if they want to renew it. And then if not, we put it out for the competitive solicitation process, which could be a sole source, an ITB, an ITN, RFQ, RFPs, depending on the value of the contract. You can put it for 10 days, 21 days, 30 days, 60 days. 60 days usually are the construction real estate projects, which they need more time, and that the reason is to allow vendors to submit their proposals, because they cannot be done in 30 days, for example. They need 60 days.
Got it. That's a good question. That's a good point. I've never really asked that question in terms of how long contracting opportunities are out on the market. So thank you for sharing that.
Yes, I can give you actually more detail and specifically, you know, on the thresholds. For example, whatever we have, for example, any contract that is between 30 and 250K, we advertise it between 10 and 21 days.
Mm.
Every contract that is between 250K and 500K, we advertise it for 21 days. If it's over 500, then we advertise it for 30 days or 60 days in case of construction projects.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was going to say, for those sole source contracting opportunities, what do you need in order to get a sole source contract?
Excuse me, could you repeat the question?
In terms of getting a sole source contract, what do you need to like get a sole source contract? Is it more of like you're the only provider of this service, or is it something?
Yes, as a vendor, they have to create, they have to justify why they are the only one providing this service in the state of Florida or in US. Only in that way, the process is, let's just say, between 7 and 10 days, this competitive solicitation process, and they will get awarded after the city managers review the justification form. Because they could say that they are the only one, but when we verify and he verifies, there might be other companies that provided that service. And that doesn't make them a sole source then. It will have to go to a competitive solicitation process as an ITB, invitation to bid. And then we will advertise it for 21 days, depending on the value.
Okay. And we have another company, they provide general contracting and general labor style services. They're asking who or what contact would they reach out to in the city of Deerfield Beach?
Depending on the type of businesses,
mm-hmm.
they could reach out to different departments, even the city clerk, for example. Right. And the city clerk could redirect, or her assistant could redirect us to the purchasing department. Because when they have different issues, they always forward that email, for example, to different departments. If, for example, we are not specialists in parks and recreations, we always ask them for their advice. There's always a director, an assistant director, then you have business managers that are handling those requests.
Got it. Okay. All right. So
everything it's pretty much very organized. We just want to make them better, all the processes. So we are reviewing them and we do changes. However, we don't do major changes, because in public is different from private. You cannot just change everything if it's working, when it's working. When it's working, you try to minimize the time that it's spent on the project, or do little by little improvements. You never do, you know, a big change, because that will throw up the process completely. This is what I learned comparing to private sector.
Got it.
And because now every manager or every director that comes into, most of them that comes into entity, they want to do big changes so that their voices are heard. However, sometimes people are not 100% receptive to changes, because they will say, you know, I've been doing this for 20 years and it's working. However, it's working like that, but let me show you another method that it's working better. And sometimes they're open, sometimes they're not. And like I like to say, you know, people are different and they have different days. So you have to know how to speak with them. It's not only the words that you're speaking, it's also how you address yourself. Because maybe I have a thick voice, but I'm a kind man. I'm a strong and a kind man. So I don't want to have the impression that I'm yelling or I'm doing something that doesn't make me, you know, have integrity or transparency. And depending how, with who are you speaking? You have to be very careful not to cross lines, you know.
Absolutely. And then I have one final question, and this one is more of advice that you have for businesses who are looking to do business with the city of Deerfield Beach.
Be open, be fair, and always, especially on the level 2 background check, be very honest. Because if, let's just say, you put something that it's not correct, definitely our procurement team, when it verifies them, we lose trust in that entity. We didn't have cases, you know, but it could happen. I've heard cases in other cities that sometimes, you know, they say something, and when they got the contract, you verify them before they get the contracts, and basically they didn't tell the truth. You lost the trust and confidence, and that's it. You cannot do business with that vendor particularly.
Now, here's another question. I'm sorry, that was supposed to be my last question, but how often do you have to do a level 2 background check? And is it only for specific types of contracts, or do you have to?
For all type of contracts, with business owners and employees that are working with on the city property, for example. Let's just say you have the janitorial services contract. Mm-hmm. The owners, of course, and all employees, they have to get checked, level 2 background check, to see if they qualify to work for the city. Because maybe they had something on the background, you know, a felony, and that makes them, you know, not able to qualify to work. And then the employer has to find other individuals that could work for the city. Because when he signs the contract, they sign the contract, then they acknowledge everything that it's in that request for quotation, for proposal, or an ITB. So they guarantee that they're going to provide the services.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's what we want. Fairness, you know?
Got it. Okay. So it's for every contract that would have work. Are there any that have any exceptions in terms of like a level 2 background? Okay.
No.
Okay.
I know that some cities, they have only level 1 background check. Mm-hmm. However, city of Deerfield Beach, it's in the best interest of the city so that everybody has a level 2 background check. And we are working also on the policies to see, let's just say, an individual did something 15, 20 years ago. How far can we go?
That's
you know, because everybody deserves a second chance.
Absolutely.
Nobody's perfect. We're not looking for perfection. We're looking for evolution.
Absolutely. Effectiveness.
And I'm open. I'm open to any suggestions. And it's one thing to be busy. The other thing is to be productive. Mm-hmm. I like to be busy. I like to be productive, first of all, and then schedule my meetings and everything that needs to be done.
Absolutely.
I see people busy left and right. It's just that some of them, they are not productive.
Not getting anything done, huh, Bogdan?
know a lot of things that we like to share, you know, based on our experience. And we don't put all our eggs in one basket. And that's pretty much what we do at the city of Deerfield Beach.
Okay, well, you heard it here. Listen, the city of Deerfield Beach has opportunities available. I just looked at a few contracting opportunities on their website. I know they have an opportunity for interior design. They're looking for a quote for that. Like, that's a professional style service. So definitely he share information about the process of getting registered, reaching out to the departments who need your services, as well as just understanding what is required as it relates to doing business with the city, and get yourself prepared. Be honest and be open. Is that was the message that Bogdan Correct. Shared. Be honest and be open and be ready to do the work. That was the only thing. So thank you so much for joining us and sharing more information. For everyone who's listening on YouTube, I've already dropped the links to the City of Deerfield Beach's website, the website to go and register as a vendor. One of the suppliers that he mentioned was doing business with BSO, so I dropped their link in there as well. Definitely go and check that stuff out and come back and listen to this episode to learn a little bit more about the procurement thresholds if you didn't listen to the full thing. But in the meantime, that's it. Thank you again, Bogdan, for joining us, and I look forward to reconnecting.
Thank you very much, Sheikha, and for your patience and understanding that we are never too busy. Absolutely. It's all about priorities.
Of course. Absolutely. In life.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And any question that you have my email address, you have my phone number, it's in the signature. Please reach out.
I will. I definitely will. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.